This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. Dig. This is a very exciting day.
Yeah. It's a big day.
It's a big day. You want to tell people why?
It's our 100th episode of Tig and Cheryl True Story.
That's amazeballs.
That's really insane.
It's crazy.
It's so crazy.
And not only that, but we are announcing our live show. Mm-hmm. We're finally doing it. We've talked about it for a long time. So you can stream it online September 22nd at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 Eastern. And you can get your tickets through loopedlive.com and through our social media accounts. And we'll also be holding some voting for what you might want to see us do during the show. We have a lot of things to choose from.
Lot of things. And we'll do maybe a mixture of things. Or maybe we'll just really do one massive weird thing.
No. I think we have a list of things that we have.
Well, I don't want to argue with you.
Okay. We have a lot to do that night. We're going to do a lot of stuff.
We sure are.
Okay, so today, what do we talk about?
A lot about Shania Twain and a lot about some other things that have nothing to do with Shania Twain.
I know, so we probably shouldn't even mention it in this because...
I say we just get into this because it's our okay, we'll big 100th
episode. Yeah. All right. Ladies and jerks, welcome to Shania Twain, Not Just a Girl. Let's go, girls.
It all started when Tig and Cheryl met in the mid-2000s.
Hey, nice to meet you, Tig. I'm Cheryl Hines.
Hi, Cheryl. I'm Tig Notaro. Should we do a podcast about documentaries?
Yes.
A podcast about documentaries?
Is this microphone on?
Five furious frogs fiddling faintly. Furious frogs fiddling faintly. Five furious frogs fiddling faintly.
I am the first ever podcast. And Tig and Cheryl are following in the sound of my footsteps.
Let's get started.
I'm so ready.
Tig and Cheryl.
True story.
Hey, Cheryl. Hey.
Hey, Tig. Hey.
We were delayed a little bit today.
Yes, I was a half an hour off.
Right.
And I was just like, showering and
casually just shaving your legs, washing your hair.
Yeah. And then when I stop the blow dryer, I see texts from you and Thomas like, are you okay? What do we need to change the time? And I was like, why, you guys can't do it?
We can at the scheduled time. So when did you get home, Cheryl?
I got home like 2 days ago.
And how are you feeling?
Oh, God. Well, so, I just took my daughter, Kat, on a cross-country, if you will, road trip to move her in to a school in Texas. And it was really helpful. That was very helpful to do because, I've been so sad about it. And
have you?
And Kat and I had, we were in the car together for 21 hours straight. So
you were ready to depart?
Yeah, by the end of it, when we were about 4 hours away, it was like, we just want to get there. We want to move into this friggin' dorm.
Yeah.
So it was helpful.
Uh-huh.
You know, and we had our little adventures along the way.
Anything of note?
Well, I mean, there was one point we stopped in this town called, listen, I'm not going to pronounce it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
It's either Childress or Childress.
Childress.
Okay, Childress in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And there aren't a lot of places to eat on Route 66. And we'd been driving. This was like our second day. We still had like 5 hours to go till we got there. And we were so hungry. And there's nothing to eat. And we're going through all these little towns. And we stopped at this little Mexican restaurant in Childress.
Okay.
And Kat and I look at each other. And for whatever reason, our faces are just like so greasy. I don't know how we got so greasy just driving. But our hair was greasy, our faces were beyond greasy, and we're wearing pajamas. And I'm like, oh my God, well, I'm not going to know anybody here, so I'm not going to worry about it too much. We walk in, and I go to the ladies' room, and when I come back, there's a whole table of people that are like, oh my God, we love your show. We love Curb. Can we get pictures? And I was like, yes. So I take pictures with all of them. And then our waitress was so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
She said to Kat, while I was in the bathroom, she said, is your mom taking you to college? And Kat said, yeah. How would you even know that? She goes, I can just tell she's really proud of you.
Aw.
So it was sweet. And then the waitress comes back and she goes, oh, wait a second. What's going on? Are you famous? And I said, oh.
Well, I do have a podcast.
I said, well, and she goes, well, are you? Like, I don't need the backstory. Just tell me.
Yeah. What kind of tip can I expect?
She was so nice. And then for whatever reason, everybody in the restaurant wanted pictures. And then the owner of the restaurant, who doesn't even speak English, wanted a picture. I'm sure there's no way he watches Curb.
But he just wanted your face on his wall, I'm sure, to be like, huh?
Hey,
she was here.
Guess what greasy face stopped by my restaurant and...
Greasy face? Were they also Italian?
They were also Italiano.
Mm-hmm.
And the food was great. The people were great. Our waitress was amazing.
Did you ask the people that took your pictures if they, did you give them your phone number and say, will you send me a copy?
No, but I did tag Childress in one of my
posts,
updates.
Okay.
And I gave up updates.
Oh, you gave updates.
I gave updates. And, you know, the good thing about, like, setting up your kid in a dorm is it's so exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was sweating. Like, my shirt was soaking wet. Like, trying to put sheets on a upper bunk. It's almost impossible. And
you're too famous for that. What were you doing?
Oh, God, what was I doing?
Cheryl.
And by the end of it, I was just like, Kat, I got to go. My Uber's here. And she's like, okay, I love you. And we hugged for a second, like did a little shoulder shaking cry for 1 second. And then we looked at each other. We started laughing. We're like, okay, let's not do this. Let's not do this. But, you know, it's just that thing of whether your kid goes to college or just moves across town to an apartment or whatever that looks like.
Yeah.
It's just, they're not in your house.
And so how has it been for 2 days without Kat in your house?
Well, now I have my stepdaughter, Kira, is visiting from Italy.
So you forgot all about it.
Kat who?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a nice distraction. And then Kat and I have been, you know, texting and calling each other. And she's real, you know, highs and lows, like, I can't do this. Oh, my God, I'm having the time of my life. It's like, okay, oh, good. Oh, bad. Oh, good.
And she's been there, what, a week?
2 days.
2 days. So she's like, I can't do it. I'm having the time of my life. I'm taking a nap.
Exactly. She's like, I can't talk now. I'm with my friends. Oh, okay. Great.
Well, I'm glad you made it home.
Thank you. I've been talking nonstop. How are you?
Well, you have a big situation going on in life.
I did have a big situation. It is a life situation.
You still have a big situation going on. Because cats, I mean, depending on what route she takes in life, she maybe won't ever live at home again.
Big.
I know. Listen, I'm
big.
Or maybe she will be very like, I don't need the outside world. I'm just going to move home to mommy.
I know. Odds are small, but not impossible. But then also, what does that look like?
Yeah. You know,
it's hard. All the routes are hard.
Yeah.
Whichever one anybody's going down.
Yeah.
And it's hard for the kids, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They have to leave all their friends.
And go party at college with the gaggle of friends they
with
moved there with.
New friends. So it's hard.
Well, I'm glad you made it home safely.
And thank you.
I'm good. I'm on the other end of COVID.
I know, you look really healthy and happy. Okay, that's a weird smile.
No, I feel good. Max and Finn got it, and my father-in-law got it, and he's still quarantined in his room here at the house.
He's not over it yet.
Yeah, he's testing positive, and but I was quarantined at our office, and Stephanie was taking care of everybody at our house.
Oh, gosh.
And then I was away, so she was just really
on overdrive.
Yeah. And so I told her to, I'm home back at our house now, but she went and is taking like 3 or 4 days
to just recover.
Yeah. So she went to a, I was like, you should go out to the beach and get a room somewhere and just hang out. And so she just left.
And she was like, see ya.
Truly. No, she was
sad. You didn't even finish talking about it. Yeah. She was like, okay, I'll see you in 3 days.
No, we were both sad to say goodbye, but she's going to have a nice, relaxing time. But
that's good. She needs it.
Truly. And she needs it. Has been really taking care of her father. And she just needed a little break.
Yeah. Self-care, as everyone likes to call it.
Yeah.
Okay, Tig.
Yeah.
I'm very interested to talk to you about this documentary today.
Okay.
I'm okay. All right. So today we are talking about Shania Twain, Not Just a Girl. It's a 2022 documentary film directed by Joss Crowley. It follows the country singer's career through her humble beginnings in Canada to her chart-smashing success in the 90s and 2000s to her more recent personal struggles. Shania Twain, Not Just a Girl, is available to watch on Netflix. Okay.
Now, first of all, why is it called Not Just a Girl?
I mean, there's no way to know.
Were you about to make something
not
up?
Not have Googled this. Well, I'm trying to think of any of the songs of hers that I know.
Uh-huh.
But, it, you know, they're all about being a girl,
man,
and a woman.
I'm not just a girl.
Let's go, girls. Yeah, a lot of them are just about, oh, I'm just a powerful, but she usually calls herself a woman, not a girl.
Yeah, I don't know. I just didn't fully understand. I understand the title, but I didn't understand.
Well, you know, I don't want to jump forward and spill beans, but this isn't really spilling beans. But like, I think her last album, she has a song where she says, I'm not a girl, I'm not a baby. I'm a queen. Let's go, girls. Man, I feel like a woman.
Are you a Shania Twain fan?
Well, it's interesting because I do like country music.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked her early stuff. Who's bad every boots? That's not the right key. Whose bed have you been under?
I don't know that anyone's really going
to steal
to be like, wow, Cheryl's singing wrong key there.
Off key today.
Yeah, she's off key. So you liked her earlier stuff.
Yeah, I liked that. And, there's another one that I liked that was like, you know. old school. But then I always, you know, liked her.
Mm-hmm.
And if it came on the radio, I was like, hey, let's go, girls. I would, you know, turn it up and sing along. But I don't.
You what?
I don't recall like
buying an album.
Yeah. How about you?
You know what I was surprised by was I think I thought she was around longer than she was, like earlier, sooner on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
I would have thought, oh, I bet she appeared during the Garth Brooks, Alan Jackson country days, you know?
Mm.
But maybe that just is because she's become legendary. So it just seems like she's a part of the legends now.
Right,
and
right.
She was always there. But when I'm seeing the time frame, I was a little surprised. Like, wow, it's a little more recent than I thought that she burst onto the scene.
Onto the scene. Her story is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about this documentary and about Shania Twain,
mm-hmm.
I found it a slightly similar to Jennifer Lopez's.
I had a feeling you were going to say that, but I don't know why you.
Well,
why,
like
why?
Well, like when we watched a Billie Eilish, you know,
mm-hmm.
you felt like Billie was really, she's pretty soul bearing, and mm-hmm. she's pretty like, listen, I am not perfect.
Yeah.
I feel I'm depressed. Mm-hmm. There are days when I feel like, oh, should I just kill myself? And you're like, wow, that's, you know, that people can really relate to that and understand yeah. that. And uh-huh. and then, so then when you see her become so successful,
mm-hmm.
you feel like you kind of know her a little mm-hmm. bit, even though we don't, but mm-hmm. you feel like you had a little glimpse into her, you know, who she really was.
Right.
But like the J-Lo, I don't know that I learned anything about J-Lo where I was like, oh.
Right, right.
I saw a little piece of her soul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And with Shania Twain, she just reminds me of J-Lo, like very driven, mm-hmm. very driven, like really mm-hmm. wanted to be
mm-hmm.
an international superstar.
And became one.
And became one because she worked so hard. And the same with J-Lo. J-Lo really wanted that.
I had a moment where I was watching that part in the documentary where I thought, what if I met with a management company and I said, I want to be an international star? Okay, by your laugh,
uh-huh.
that seems to indicate you don't think I have that
You
ability.
Do, you do.
But no, it's never been my dream or want
yeah.
on any level.
Yeah.
I truly enjoy doing what I do, and I love when it, you know,
when it takes
it crosses
off.
Paths with people and
right.
they enjoy it. But I've never felt like I want to be number one.
Right.
I want to be at the top.
Right.
I want to be, and I don't think it's because I have a low self-esteem. It's just truly not anything that I desire.
Yeah.
And there's no judgment around anyone that wants
that. That wants that.
It's just when I think of myself meeting with people and saying, I want this, what would they say looking at a 51-year-old lesbian? That's low key, that has no acting range. And I'm like, I want to be number one. Make it happen. But I mean, what would they do? What would they like? And do I have that ability to be number, you know what I mean?
Well,
like, big at the box office.
The question is,
selling out stadiums.
Will you do what it takes?
No.
That's going to be such a short meeting. Okay, Tig, will you do what it takes? No.
No, oh. I just want to be number one. Now, Thomas just said we have to take a break. So we're going to take a
no.
break and we're
oh,
going to come
no.
back and I am going to be number one.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
And we're back on Tig and Cheryl True Story. It's a comedy podcast. Okay.
Like, now, I have to remind people that.
Cheryl, you don't have a desire to be number one, the biggest international.
I do not. But I think it's interesting because as an artist,
yes,
you know, there are people that do what they do, mm-hmm. and feel like if people discover it and like it, like you're saying, if somebody hears it, likes it, enjoys it, it's like fantastic.
Yeah.
Do I like need to, you know, go to Japan and just be like, everybody's gonna love me, watch my pyrotechnics, you know? And it's like,
and what would your show be?
Well, I would need a pyrotechnic show. I would need some backup dancers.
So you'd be singing?
No, not necessarily. No,
you would just be podcasting.
Okay. Yes, you'd have like the big introduction and the big dance number from other people.
Yeah.
Like you'd have the fireworks going off, the music would come up.
Yeah.
And I would come out in like tight leather pants.
Oh no.
And I don't know, maybe very sparkly.
Why?
Because that's what international people want to see.
Okay. People, as soon as they are like, I am on an international stage or I am doing my comedy special, leather pants come out. Why?
They do.
Why?
Because people around the world love it.
But I don't understand.
You know why? Because it is one thing where, you know, people want to feel special when they go see somebody. So it's like they don't want to see you in your khakis and button down. Like they see that going to the grocery store every day.
Well, okay. You know what?
Khakis. You don't need to see that.
What would you do if I was on stage in leather pants?
I would love it.
Oh my God.
I would be like, oh my God, our pants are matching.
Oh my God. Tig does want to be number one. Oh my God.
I mean, people want that escape.
Wait, you can't escape unless somebody
has khakis? No, you can't.
Okay.
If Shania Twain, you see the pyrotechnics go off and then she comes out in a button down and khakis and like tennis shoes and was like, let's go, girls.
I feel like this is aimed towards
me.
Well,
it is.
It's an attack. See, I would be like, it'd be like, let's go, lesbos. And I'd have my khakis on. And
no, I think even the lesbians want to see something special. Everybody does.
Can they at least be pleather?
Yeah, it can be pleather. But then you need some leopard prints, at least a leopard print scarf or zebra print.
I need to like step it up. I need to step it up.
If you want to go internationally, you really do.
I don't want to go internationally, but you are making me feel terrible just about myself in general.
Well, that's not what I meant to do, but maybe if that's how you're hearing it, then that's what you need to hear.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So Shania, let's circle back to Shania Twain.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So she grew up in a small town in Canada.
Canada.
But see, here's the thing about this documentary. Mm-hmm. So she talked about how much she loved her parents, or were very musically inclined. They didn't have a lot of money, but it was fantastic. And then at some point, did I hear them say, and tell me if you heard them say, or her say, it was hard growing up in a violent household.
Yeah.
But then there was no more talk about it.
It just was like an aside.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, I don't know.
They didn't use the show don't tell rule
right
in the storytelling here. They just said that and didn't, not that we,
not that
in showing that you need footage or anything like that, but there was not, there wasn't any thread that you were following.
Right. Because I thought, oh, because of course that would shape someone. Everyone's childhood shapes them. So I thought, oh, wow, I'm going to get a little insight into Shania Twain and the pain that fueled her.
Yeah.
But then we didn't.
Yeah.
So I thought that was like, oh, okay.
And then there was the obviously very typical complicated thing of, even if you're in an abusive situation, you still love.
Right.
And like when she thanked during her win at the awards, her parents,
right,
for their love and support. And but it was a little hard to track that,
what the relationship really was.
Yeah.
Right.
And also I had forgotten that her parents died in a car. Did you know that they had died in a car accident?
No. So she grew up in Timmins or
Ontario.
Ontario? I was going to say Ontario, but that's not right.
That's my last name as far as you're concerned.
Tig Ontario.
Tig Ontario.
And her mom thought she was a Shania, whose name was Eileen. Mm-hmm. That was also weird.
Come on, Shania Twain. Dun, 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 dun. At this moment,
you mean everything when you wear that dress. Let's go, girl.
Come on, Lesbos.
That was quite a medley we just put together with the cough.
Yeah, well, I'm still coming through.
But I guess her name was Eileen, but she never said it. And then at one point, I changed my name.
No.
It was just like, next thing you know, she's Shania. It's like, oh, well, what was the story behind that? No, nobody's going to tell us in this documentary.
I also was very curious about the story of her parents dying in the car accident.
I know.
Like, was it a snowy night?
Were details that were...
There were some major details missing.
Yeah. But her mom, when she was 8, her mom would wake her up after the bars had last call and take her to sing at different bars.
And when her dad was asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know how to feel about that. Plus, who cares how I feel about it?
What do you mean, how you feel about
it? Well, like, would I love it if my husband woke up my daughter and took her to a bar at 8? I wouldn't love it.
What if you were all in on it and it was like, hey, tonight at last call, we're going to go.
What if one of your kids, if you were, when they turn 8, you're like, hey, wake up. I want you to do a quick set, 5-minute set.
Stephanie, my marriage would end. My marriage would end. Stephanie has zero patience for anything that isn't 100% safety sealed.
Oriented. Oh, safety sealed.
Safety sealed.
So if you were like, wake up, we're going to the improv. Don't tell your mom.
Oh, my God. Stephanie, she would my bags would be on the curb.
I wouldn't have a high tolerance for it either. I would be like, okay, what the balls are you guys doing?
See, I feel like I would be a little more like, wait, what? You're singing guys. At a bar at oh night. My, this is tell
at
me
2
about
o'clock in
it.
The morning. Okay.
Well, I would just be like,
maybe once, if it was a one-time thing, if it was like, you know, because sometimes when your kids are growing up, you're like, do you want ice cream for breakfast? And they're like, yes. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, don't tell people at school because they'll think I'm a bad mom. Mm-hmm. So things like that, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's like once in a while.
Once in a while, you can let your little girl sing in a bar as it closes after last call. I don't think I would be that upset. I would be so fascinated. And it might have to do with my relationship with Stephanie because I know she would never do anything like that. So right. If she was doing that, I would just be like,
whoa,
wait a minute.
I want to understand this.
Yeah. Wait, yeah. You're taking Max and Finn to a bar while I was snoozing? Like, I need to know.
Is there a part of you that would be like, whoa, Stephanie, that is not.
No, I think because I have so much trust in her that I know.
That there's a reason.
Yeah. And I have a friend from my childhood, John.
Okay. Hey, John.
Hey, John. Hey.
I know you're listening.
He's 1,000,000% not. But he and his wife had a daughter who is so exceptionally talented. And they would hang out in these Mexican restaurants and little taco joints and have dinner, have drinks. And Julia, their daughter, would get up on stage and sing karaoke. And she's so talented. She does Tejano music. And so exceptionally talented that I called a record producer that I know in Los Angeles. And I was
Recognizious
like,
alert!
Yes. But I was like, this girl is so talented. And she's grown up hanging out in bars. And like,
she's ready.
I mean, truly.
Like, she's ready for the big stage.
But she grew up doing that. And she flew out to L.A. And she's been recording. We've been working with her on her, like, Tejano
music
career. She's so good.
Right.
And so I think having that in my head, I'm like,
okay,
this girl is so talented. I mean, beyond.
That sounds exciting. And you're right. If your kid has, like, an exceptional talent that can't, you know, I was going to say can't hide it under a bush. That's not how the phrase goes.
See, no, that's not a phrase at all.
You can't hide your light.
Yeah, quit trying to hide your child's talent under a bush, everyone.
But what is the thing? Thomas, chime in if you know it. Like, you can't hide your light under a bush because people will see it.
Well, let's just move on from there.
But the point
we
is,
we have to take a break, though. Yes.
We have not talked
about.
We
will get back to talking about how sometimes there is
talent in a bush. You can't hide.
A talent in a bush, and you can't just have a regular life and a regular family, and you just go to bed at a normal time. Sometimes you got to get the kid up and go to the bar.
That's right.
We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. but you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Okay.
All right.
I wish somebody would Google the light under a bush.
Cheryl, there is a saying called lamp under a bushel. That's a parable of Jesus.
We'll use that then. A lamp under a bushel with Jesus.
Yeah, your lamp under a bushel.
With Jesus.
Because Jesus will see it.
Yeah.
I'm sure I got it word for word.
And look, I'm not trying to get my kids out into bars in the middle of the night, but I do feel like there is a time and place to do something differently in life if it calls for it.
Okay, that's fair. So, Shania, so when she was 22, her parents were killed in a car crash. And so she had to raise her three younger siblings. Mm-hmm. And she got a job like at this Vegas-style place and resort in Ontario. She was writing music. She was singing. People mm-hmm. were really starting to notice her. And by the way, Shania Twain is a very – it was fun watching her, as people say, glow up. Have you ever said glow up?
Glow up?
Yeah.
No.
Well, it's a thing.
What is that? Like when you're becoming famous?
No, I think it's usually girl. And sometimes if you go through a phase where they'll say, oh, she really had a glow up or glowed up.
Wow.
Where it's like you sort of transform yourself into, you know, pigtails and whatever to all of a sudden a beautiful.
Oh, see, somebody like myself never glowed up. So
you're waiting for your glow up to kick in.
Yeah, that phrase was never used. Nobody was ever whispering like, oh my gosh, Tig has really glowed up.
Look at Tig's glow up.
Yeah, or they're maybe more like, do you think she'll ever glow up?
I wonder if Tig's going to glow up anytime soon. I like that your agents are still talking about it. When do you think Tig's glow up is going to happen?
See, I was picturing it more my parents than my mother's like, do you think she'll ever glow up?
I think she'll glow up.
So it's more agents say that about?
No, it's usually friends. Usually girlfriends. See, well, I don't know what I'm going to do without Kat because she kept me young.
She glowed up.
She did glow up. I mean.
She glew up.
God, she
glued up.
That girl glued up.
she glew up. But the thing I didn't know about Shania Twain is she has a big teeth like me. She has big teeth. Did you notice that?
You just said she has a big teeth. She has a big teeth like me.
She has a, I was speaking Italian. She has a big,
A big a teeth a like teeth. Me. I didn't notice. I guess.
Oh, maybe.
I feel like yours are bigger.
They probably are. But because when I was looking at her younger pictures, I was like, whoa, that kind of looks like my crazy teeth.
Uh-huh. I didn't notice her teeth.
Oh, Tig. Were you watching?
I was. I thought she had a really cool look. Like, I thought she.
No, she does have a cool look. She's
and
beautiful.
Like when she was a kid.
Yeah.
I just really loved her look as a kid. I felt like, I would have wanted to be friends with her.
Yeah.
Like,
she was cute.
I don't know if we would connect as adults. Like, I don't know if she would be like,
yeah,
I got to hang out with Tig.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But I also don't think she'd be like, I got to hang out with Cheryl.
Well, it'd be a big tooth competition between the two of them.
Mine are probably bigger. Okay.
They are.
Here's a question I have, and this is one of the main takeaways for me from this documentary, and it's probably not what I should have taken away. But did you know who Orville Peck is?
Mm-mm.
And do you even know that name now that I'm saying it?
It sounds familiar.
Oh, for fuck's sakes. Did you watch this documentary?
I did, but it's been days, and I was also full-blown COVID when I watched it.
Okay, so when they're interviewing people about Shania, and then a guy comes on who's got sort of like a leather Lone Ranger. He's got a cowboy hat on.
I know who he is.
The mask with the long fringe.
Yes, that covers he's that face. Gay country singer.
And I was like, who is this person? I have never seen him. I had never heard of him.
I've seen him, yeah.
And I was like very distracted. I had to pause I had to Google.
Wow.
And not only did I have to Google, and then I had to listen to his music, and I fell in love with him.
Oh.
He's amazing.
Oh.
But,
wow.
So, hey, Orville. Hey.
And what do you suppose Orville's face thing is all about?
I don't want to stereotype people because, but.
Here comes a stereotype.
I see it coming down the freeway. But I guess in the past, country music has not been flooded with openly gay singers.
To say the least.
So I don't know if that's why. His voice is so, oh my God, I just.
It's real deep,
it's
right?
So deep and, I don't know, it's got a great sound.
You should sign him.
I'm going to start producing music like you.
He has said in interviews that the mask allows him to be more vulnerable and sincere on stage.
That's really interesting. I feel like he's probably going to work through that and then just be like, and it's coming off!
Woo-hoo! Well, I don't mean to brag about myself, but I have been...
Braggadocious alert!
I've been a judge on The Masked Singer a few times. And when I talk to people who were on The Masked Singer, who were in, you know, the mask, they said that there is a really fun freedom, even though it's painful because those costumes are heavy and elaborate. But they said there's something about being so anonymous, like, people don't know who you are. You're walking around. And even when you're singing, like, it's more freeing than everybody staring at you. Everybody's staring at you, but they can't see you singing it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure Orville probably doesn't have the same exact experience as the masked singers do.
Well, it's good insight, and we appreciate you sharing that.
You're welcome, everybody. Okay, Shania. Okay. She met this producer, Mutt Lange, who had produced Def Leppard.
Def Leppard, AC/DC, Bryan Adams, AC/DC.
And she was very excited because she has a real love.
She wants to rock.
She wants the lady wants to rock.
Yeah. Get out of her way. Let the poor woman rock.
Let the lady rock. She fell in love with Mutt.
Great title, by the way. Let the lady rock.
Let the lady next rock. Album. Hey, Shania. Hey.
Shania. Shania.
Maybe she should change it to Shania. 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 Shania.
She's had a pretty good run with Shania. Like, why not just stick with that?
Okay, we'll keep it Shania. I might say it wrong again. I don't know what's gotten into my earballs. But anyway, they fell in love. They worked together for 6 months. They wrote music. They produced music. They fell in love and they got married all in six months.
Yeah.
And she recorded this album, The Woman in Me, in 1995. Oh, Any Man of Mine, which I did really like. Any man of
mine.
Gotta show him squeezing, 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 kind of time. Let's go, lady. Oh, my God. Oh, this was interesting.
Okay.
Did you find it interesting when Bo Derek came on?
Yes.
So Bo Derek comes on, and you're like, what?
Oh, you know what? There was a girl that was talking all the time during the documentary.
Yeah.
Who was that?
Oh, Kelsey Ballerini.
Never heard of this person.
Well, I've met her, and I took-
Braggadocious alert!
She is a great country singer, like a young country singer that's really hot.
Well, it was one of those things where I missed the name.
Oh.
And it never came up again. Mm-hmm. And then I'm the whole documentary going, who is this?
Well, that's how I felt about Avril Lavigne. I was like,
oh, you didn't know who Avril Lavigne
was? Well, I couldn't think of her name. And I was like, I know, I should.
Well, you knew she was a singer. The right. girl on the couch, I was like, what do you, are you an old neighbor? Are you like the babysitter? Like, who are you? I didn't know who this person was. So I feel like if you make a documentary.
Could have rewound it. Just keep the, what is it called?
Well, every now and then, pop it back up there.
Yeah. I mean, because honestly, I would not have known that was Bo Derek.
No, nor would I. But by the way, she looks great.
She looks amazing.
Oh, my God.
That was another Google that I had to do in the middle of it. Because I was like, how old is Bo Derek?
How old?
65. Wow. She is like amazingly. But by the way, she was amazingly beautiful in her 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and now 60s. And it's like, okay. Oh. But what was interesting, why Bo Derek was on there, is because when Shania shot her music video, she hired John Derek, who was a big director. And Bo Derek, if you do nothing else, watch this documentary so you can see Bo Derek talk about her husband, her late husband, because she was saying, you know, he was very direct and would, even though he loved, like, shooting these beautiful women and he could really capture their beauty, he would be very, he would say things that weren't very
nice.
And she said, she goes, yeah, like he would come up to me and say, your mouth looks like a chicken's ass. And I was like, I never thought in my lifetime I'd hear Bo Derek say, your mouth looks like a chicken's ass.
No, I didn't see that coming either.
But it sticks with me.
Oh, yeah.
It sticks with me.
Your mouth looks like a chicken's ass.
So that was, but so John directed her video and Shania became very famous for her videos because they were beautiful. She's a beautiful woman.
Very expensive, like high budget.
Yes.
Over the top.
They went to Egypt and shot the pyramids, riding horses. I'm like, oh, I didn't even know you could do that.
Were you interested in doing that? Like, why would you know?
Well, because I think one day I'll ride a camel around the pyramids. That's what people
think. I mean, it's like how there's so many things you can't know. Like, can you herd sheep around the pyramids?
See, in my mind, and this shows you how little I know. In my mind, the sand is really soft. And for some reason, the camels have certain hooves that sort of keep it on top.
I feel like they're cloven hooves.
Are they cloven hooves, Thomas? But then, horses, I feel like would
do not have cloven hooves.
Sink down into the sand. In my mind. So the sheep, I feel like, would also sink.
Sink.
I don't think I have a good idea of what a desert really is.
It doesn't seem like you do.
By the way, when Kat and I were driving through the desert, and I said, oh, Kat, if you look to your left, you'll see the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
And we're looking, we're like, whoa, that's pretty. And then we, a few miles later, we see a sign that says, Grand Canyon, 273 miles away. She's like, Mom, I go, oh. So I guess that wasn't the Grand But I think it looks like that.
Now, Thomas, do camels have cloven hooves?
Camels don't have hooves. They have toes.
Oh,
camel toes.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no.
What?
I don't know. I'm so immature that when you say camel toe, it makes me laugh.
Why?
Tig. Don't make me say it. You know what a camel toe is. Tig, you know what a camel... Tig.
Cheryl?
Tig, do you really not know what a camel toe is? Like, if you walk downstairs and Stephanie said, oh boy, you've got a camel toe. You need to head back upstairs. Would you not know what this is?
I need specifics.
Tig! I feel like you're just making me say it. Okay, a camel toe is when a lady... I mean, I think it's a lady. I don't know that this happens on men. If it does, it's not a camel toe.
Male camels?
It's when
lady camels and male camels.
It's when you your pants are so tight.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm not known for.
Oh, your pants are so tight. And it's usually like elastic tight pants. Let's say workout pants or let's say, you know, leggings or something. If they're pulled up too far.
Okay.
Oh boy, how do I say this? That the seam of the pants.
Okay.
Are wedged up in your vagina. So it looks like a camel toe. Because there's like a one side and the other side.
Hmm.
Did you know that? Tig! Did you just make me explain it for no reason? Oh my God. Thomas, can men have camel toes? They must, because men wear spandex. What? You guys are really leaving me high and dry on the camel toe discussion. You know what? Today is when I wish there was someone else here, honestly. Uh-huh.
Someone other than me?
And Thomas. Uh-huh. Someone other than
me. Like who?
I feel like Rachel Harris would come in hard on the camel toe discussion. She'd be like, yeah, it's a thing and you should tell people when they have one because it's embarrassing. And
have you seen somebody have a camel toe and say, and you've said, excuse me, your Lululemons have gone up north?
That is a nice way of saying it. Hmm. Yeah, your Lululemons have gone up north. You might want to go check it before you leave the house. Oh, my God. Okay, back to Shania Twain.
If
this is
your first time listening to this podcast.
Oh, and you were hoping
podcast.
You were going
to
learn something about Shania Twain.
Yeah. Oh, no. You should just watch the documentary. Don't listen to this podcast.
No, don't. No, you're just frustrated right now.
Yeah.
Okay. So Shania Twain.
Uh-huh.
She had a manager named Mary Bailey, who was amazing and great. And then at some point.
And why did they. That
well,
was the
that
other
was
thing.
Also.
Why did they part ways?
Why did they part ways?
Yeah. Do you think Shania. Was Shania an EP, an executive producer on this?
Mm.
Even if you're not an executive producer, she might have signed a contract where she's like.
Here's what I won't talk about.
Yeah. I will have final. Cut, meaning I have final say of what information will be in or out of this.
Yeah.
So I just wonder if there were some decisions that were made.
Seems like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they didn't really talk. They were together for so long. And then
it just ended.
Yeah, because, I mean, I think that's when Shania was like, I've done country. I'm ready to cross over to pop and be an international superstar.
Where are my leather pants?
Where am I leopard?
Where is my camel toe?
I mean my camel toe because I'm going to Egypt. So then she hired John Landau.
Mm-hmm.
And then she recorded The Woman in Me.
Mm-hmm.
Come On Over. Came out in 1997. Here's the other thing. I like to think that I know a lot about music.
Yeah.
And I did not know a lot of these songs.
You didn't?
Not when she...
You didn't know Come On Over or The Woman in Me?
How does The Woman in Me go?
Well, I'm not going to sing.
Do you know it?
I do know it.
Well, then just a little bit of it, just so I know.
No.
Oh, Tig. Then I'm going to assume you don't know it. What about The Woman in Me?
Yeah, I know that songs. One? Yeah.
Is it like a ballad like The Woman in Me?
Go on.
Loves the man in you.
Go on.
Is that how it goes? I don't know any other lyrics.
Yeah, I'm not going to sing, but yeah, I know these songs.
Okay. So at some point, Mutt, who this also was like, what? WTF.
Yeah.
Mutt had an affair with her best friend and they got divorced. And what I think, and what I was hoping to find out, and I meant to Google it before this podcast.
This documentary definitely will leave you Googling the whole time. Like, wait, what?
It's like, no. So he ended up marrying her, Shania's best friend. And then didn't Shania end up marrying her
best friend's ex-husband?
Ex-husband! But that was
they
not
never
mentioned.
They never mentioned that. And it's such a fascinating part. And they never even mentioned that she remarried.
No!
She just seems like Mutt hit the road and left her in the dust. And
it was crazy. I was like, yeah. I was waiting to hear like
more information.
Yeah. I wanted to hear
probably how people feel listening to our podcast.
But did you want to hear like, oh my God, how did that even happen?
Yeah.
Did you call?
We wanted the dirt.
Yeah. Did you call him and you say, I can't believe your wife has been fucking around with Mutt? And he would say, I can't believe. And then those two were like, meet me at the diner so we can talk about this face to face. And then they meet at the diner and then they both order whatever, like eggs over easy. And it's like, that's funny. You like eggs over easy too. Oh my God, we have so much in common. We both are in so much pain about our exes. And oh my God, you're cute and funny. You're cute and funny.
Well, I'm sure that's what happened. You find you connect on them
on a level that people can't even imagine. That's what I wanted to hear about.
Well, clearly, yeah, but we didn't get that information.
I did love when what's his name? Cute Lionel Richie reached out to her and said, "Will you record Endless Love with me?"
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He's like, "No, I can." He said, "Please." And then they went to the Bahamas. And then
she said, "No." And he said, "Come on."
He said, "Come on."
She said, "No." And then he said, "Please do it." And
then,
she said, "No." Well, and then
he was like, "Please." But wasn't it weird that they recorded it in a hotel room?
I guess. But I mean, look at us recording one of the most
in closet.
Iconic, exceptional podcasts of all time.
So anyway, that's it in a nutshell.
That is it in a nutshell.
In a nutshell, she's performing.
That is it in a camel toe.
In a camel toe? Oh no. So, update. Here's an update for the doc.
Okay.
It goes unmentioned in the doc. Oh, here we go. Oh, thank you, Thomas. Put this in for us. But Shania has been married to Frederick Tabaud since 2011. And he's the ex-husband of the woman Mutt cheated on with Shania. And Shania and Frederick first became close when dealing with the fallout. That's what, God dang it. That's what I wanted to see.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Tig, that does it for Shania.
That's Shania for you.
I don't know if we gave anybody any.
We didn't.
Information, insights. I mean, what do we say?
It's not what we're here to do.
She's pretty.
It's not what we're here to do. She's talented. She's beautiful. She's wealthy.
Yeah.
Remarried.
Yes. Okay, Tig, are you ready for some final thoughts?
Yes.
It's time for Happily Ever After Thoughts, where we give our final thoughts on this week's documentary. Tig, did you cry?
No.
No.
Did you?
No, no. Okay, who were you attracted to?
Shania Twain.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, she is beautiful. Mm-hmm. However, the guys in her videos, number one, are just so hot. And then number two, Bo Derek.
Oh, right.
I mean, I kind of fell in love with her. I was like, oh.
Okay.
I mean, right?
You know what? Those two ladies can fight over me. Bo and Shania.
Okay.
I feel like I could go move off into the mountains with
Bo.
With Bo.
Yeah. I have no idea what her personality is like. I'm really just basing it on looks, which is superficial. But that's what this part of the documentary or of the podcast is.
Uh-huh.
It's very superficial. Who are you attracted to?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all for this week's episode. Next week, we'll be talking about the Speed Cubers, which you can watch on Netflix. I cannot wait. Tig, before we go, would you like to hear some true fan mail?
Yes.
Liz writes,
"Hey Liz, hey.
Wow, we almost did it together.
No, I was a lot faster.
Well, this is all in caps, so I feel like she's yelling at
us. Calm down, Liz.
Are you giving your snurk bowls a mission? I will start ordering tart meanies and pibes everywhere. Only the true snurk bowls will know what's happening. Thank you for the show. Love it, Liz. Oh, my God. I would love to be sitting in a bar and Lynn, somebody named Liz says to the bartender, I'd like one tart meanie and I'll take two pibes.
What is a pibe again?
It's my mom says it instead of saying play it by ear.
She
just says, right. I'm going to pibe it. So we thought that would be a good name for a drink.
That's great. Yes.
Okay, here's one more. M. Todd writes, hey, M. Todd. Hey. Tig. Hey, M. Todd. Hey.
Hey, M. Todd. Hey.
Cheryl, FYI, Native American teepees have a flap attached to a pole. Tree branch. God, what's wrong with me? Anyway, on the outside of the teepee that they can move over the hole and on the top of the teepee when it's raining. Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, that's really good to know.
Thank you. Because when they were doing peyote in the teepees, I was amazed that you could light a fire inside a teepee.
Yes.
And I was interested to know, it actually has a hole at the top. But I like that they have a flap so to keep the rain out. That makes sense.
Good to have a flap.
All right, Tig. I want to remind everybody that we are going to have our live show.
Yes.
September 22nd. It's the day after my birthday. And you can get... You can get tickets on loopedlive.com or go to one of our social media outlets and they'll tell you.
And we don't know yet what cuckoo thing we're going to do, whether we're going to do drugs, whether we're going to slap each other with tortillas.
We are definitely doing that. We do know some things for sure.
Yeah, but I think it'll be worth...
a tune in.
Yeah, worth a tune in.
Do you have anything that you want to talk about?
Well, my show in Hawaii got moved October 7th. I have joined the cast of a show that I guess I can't announce yet, but it's a big show.
I can't wait. That's exciting.
And Don't Ask Tig, my other podcast, check that out. Got stand-up specials. I got a book.
I am in a film, a romantic comedy called About Fate. That comes out on September 9th. It's really cute. I haven't seen it, but we had so much fun shooting it with Emma Roberts. And Emma Roberts is Julia Roberts' niece. Thomas Mann is in it, Louis Tan, Britt Robertson. And it's really cute and fun. And you can watch it on Amazon Video. I think it's also going to be in theaters. So that'll be fun, I think.
Great.
All right, Tig.
Should we do it again?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do it again. Tig and Cheryl True Story is hosted by me, Cheryl Hines, and Tig Notaro. It's produced by Thomas Ouellette, audio engineered and edited by Thomas Ouellette, with production assistance from Bobby Pearson. Music by David Sussin. Special thanks to Gabby Kovacic, Patrick McDonald, and Stephanie Allen. Follow us on social media for updates and review and rate True Story on Apple Podcasts. We really appreciate it. You can email us at tigandcherylTrueStory@gmail.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.